We're going to study from the Sfas Emes, first from Shnas Tof Reish Nun Dalid Pesach. Shnas Tof Reish Nun Dalid. In these photocopies that we prepared, it's on the left-hand side, bottom left. In that edition that I used to make the photocopies, it's page 251. Pesach Tof Reish Nun Dalid. The paragraph begins, Pesach al Shem Shepasra Kadosh Baruch Hu al Bote Bnei Yisrael, which is quoting from the Gemara Maseches Pesachim, and that's what we say in the Haggadah. When we come to that part of the Haggadah where we say Pesach Matzu Moror, so we say about the Pesach that we have this Pesach and that we prepare the Korban Pesach because al Shem Shepasach al Kadosh Baruch Hu al Bote Bnei Yisrael Benot Payas Mitzrayim. The question is, well, he was Poseach or Pasach on the homes of the Jewish people. What does Pasach mean? What is this that we celebrate? Why we call the name of this Chag Pesach? Because of the Korban, yes. And why is the Korban called Pesach? So it has two meanings. We have to appreciate, is it really, I think in English there's a word, a homograph, where one word has two completely different meanings. Like a row, R-O-W, bark, has two completely different meanings.
Right?
So, light, something can be light and not heavy, and it can shine light and not darkness. Two completely different meanings. So what does Pesach mean? So there are two explanations that Rashi gives, and classically we understand it both ways. Rashi is on the Pesach in Perek Yud Beis, in Shmos, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Va'avarti be'eretz Mitzrayim alayla hazeh, Yikesh nikol b'cha be'eretz Mitzrayim, and then in the next Pasuk Yud Gimel, Va'ya hadom lachem la'os alabatim asher atem sham, v'ra'isi es hadom, I'll see the dam of the Pesach on the mashkev and the two mezuzos of your homes, ufasachti aleichem, I will be poseach aleichem, ufasachti aleichem. Targum says, I'll see the blood. I will have rachmanis. I will have chos, means to take pity on. So Pesach means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will spare in his kindness, take pity upon us, and spare us. Rashi says that interpretation initially. Upasachti, Rashi says, v'chamalti. He'll show chemlo. Ba'ani oimer. Rashi says, "Kol psicholoshin dilug ukfitza," means to jump or skip, which is what we commonly understand. That Pesach means that the mashkes will strike the homes of the Mitzrayim, but skip over and not strike the Jewish homes. These two interpretations are obviously both completely well-founded, correct. They appear originally in the Mechilta in the name of Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Yoshia. And what the Sfas Emes now will do is somehow merge them into one. That this dilug is all about this kind of special treatment that Am Yisrael is somehow able to receive from the kindness of HaKadosh Baruch. Let's see this inside. Again, it's the Sfas Emes Tof Reish Nun Dalet. Pesach al Shem She Pasach HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Bate Bnei Yisrael. Ha'inyin hu Mashetziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lihiyos Hadam al haPesach. It's all because Hashem asks, put the dam, the blood, on your door. He's not just skipping over the homes and the doorways, but he's skipping over because he sees the dam, right? Which is what the pasuk says. Ra'isi et hadam ufasachti aleich. It's very tied into the dam, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have this mercy and skip over the Jewish home. It's all about the dam. It is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, put this dam on the Pesach. V'roah es hadam. U'pasach. And because of the dam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will respond. Shezeh haya hamachuvin. That's exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Lehiyos nishapech midas hadin atzmoy. This is the night of din. This is the night of the mashkes, where the forces of destruction are let loose in Mitzrayim. Against the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim, against every Bechor in Mitzrayim. And if there's no Bechor, against the oldest male, whatever. It's just the Mashkes is let loose. It's a night of strict judgment. very harsh judgment of din. And now, in the case of Am Yisrael, while that down represents strict judgment, literally the spilling of human blood, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, we're going to turn it around, we are going to turn it around, and when we do the mitzvah, and we put this dam on the two mezuzahs and on the mashkoif, we're going to be earning our way, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns this midas hadin into midas harachamim. Nishapech midas hadin atzmoy, lachos, for him to be merciful, al bot ebenei Yisrael, kidi Isa, which is what we see later on, as we cross Yam Suf, it says Yimincha Hashem Nadori Makach, Yimincha Hashem Teratz Oyev. So it says Yimincha Yimincha twice. No, Kivayochal Kadosh Baruch Hu is two right hand, but I'm two left hand. Right? Yimincha Hashem Nadori Makach, Yimincha Hashem Teratz Oyev. So the Medrash says that when Bnei Yisrael are doing the will of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Kishi Yisrael Oisin Ritzaynoi Shel Makom, I'm reading from the Medrash. Hein oisin, we, Am Yisrael, can turn small into yamin. So the yamin, which is the Hashem's strong, kind hand, suddenly has a partner because the small has become yamin. So that's why it says yamin Hashem nadori b'kach, and it repeats yamin Hashem tiratz oyev, and the message being that Klal Yisrael was zeicha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats us with a suspension of midas hadin. And that we, if we're doing Rasayne Shel Makom, can turn Midas Hadin into Midas Harachamim.
So the other hand.
Both hands are now Midas Harachamim.
So small is not, Harachamim.
And small is Din.
Small is Din.
Small is always Din, right? Yamin is always the stronger and kind hand, and the small represents Midas Hadin. But no, Am Yisrael is Zolcha to be Mahapech. Small and it becomes yamin. Chas v'shalom. The Medrash goes on and says, "What happens if we are doing the wrong thing?" So it says in Eicha, Heshiv Achor Yeminoi, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu's right hand, Heshiv Achor, was withdrawn because we turned his yamin into small. Lo'aleinu, right? So says the Sfasemis, Kishi Yisrael Zakoyim, when we deserve it, we can turn small nasi yamin. That it was at night. Night is always a time of din. And that was a specifically difficult, harsh time of din. That's why the mitzvah of Pesach is put down on the mashkoif and on the two mezuzahs. Burnt in fire. The Pesach is completely consumed in fire. All of this is lehiyos. Because we are causing it, and we are in sync with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that it's a zman din lemala, meaning that in Shemayim it's being decreed this is a time of din against those Egyptians. Ach lebnei Yisrael, but to bnei Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu did something exceptional. Nitz arev boy, Hashem mixes into the very blood itself chesed, and that's the meaning of. Now the pasuk, which many of us say at the Seder, "Ve'ever alayich ve'erech misbeiseses b'damoyich," HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Mitzrayim sees us being mekayim the mitzvos of dam, and it says it twice: "Ve'emar loch b'damayich chayi," "Ve'emar loch b'damayich chayi," because there are two mitzvos of dam. First, we have to have mila before Pesach, dam mila and dam Pesach. Says the Zohar HaKadosh, one man the Amar, Rabbi Yossi says, Dam Pesach is all about this din, the severity with which Mitzrayim will be treated. And Dam Mila, which is our mitzvah, is representative of the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu toward Klal Yisrael. That's Rabbi Yossi. Says Rabbi Yehuda, no. He says that they're both Dam of din. Dam Mila is also Al Shem Din. But the entire point of Pesach is, the whole miracle of the night, is that what should and could have been Din, and that's what we mark with the Bechor, every Bechor in Klal Yisrael, his life was spared. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and they became mine that night, because in nature, so to speak, they would have been destroyed together with the Bechor and Mitzrayim. It was a night of din. But Klal Yisrael, during the Pesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Pesach, he had chemlo, he had pity, and had compassion toward us. So for Am Yisrael, it became a night of rachamim. And that's why it says here, at this juncture, chesed b'damayich chayi, meaning, Sassamis is saying, b'damayich, even though, yes, this is the night of din, chayi, you should live anyway. The decree was, b'damayich, though it's a night of blood, chayi, you will live. Because I'm turning the entire power of what should be din for you, I'm turning that into a power and into a force of compassion and kindness. And now he says, what can bring the two understandings of Pesach together? V'zeh inyan ha-psicha v'hadiluk. Jumping, skipping, means lehishtanois midin lechesed livnei Yisrael. That's what the jump means. The jump means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medalek, meaning away from din to rachamim. Pasach means, yeah, he had rachmanis. You know what else it means? He jumped. What does it mean he jumped? He moved, changed, altered from the disposition of harsh judgment to the disposition, to the attitude of compassion. So it's all one. It's all one understanding. Yes, of course it means pasach chemlo. And it also means diluk, because the jumping is away from the character of strict judgment, of din, to the character, to the attitude of compassion toward Klal Yisrael. And then he goes on and says, V'zeh perush kachatzais halaylo, k'may shekasav b'zeh rakadosh. Because this is all based on the Zohar. What the Zohar HaKadosh says, that Laila is a time of very, very strict judgment. Laila is not a time when, for example, you just, you know, come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and expect to have positive answers to all of your requests. Certainly the first half of the night, we don't, for instance, say Slichas, because it's not a time of Rachamim, it's a time of Din. We don't invoke Yud Gimel Midas during Aseres Mechuba. You make Slichas in during Chodesh Elul. We don't start with that until after Chatzai Salayla. Davar HaMelech, the Zohar HaKadosh says, quoting from Tehillim, Davar HaMelech in Kuf Yotes, and Tehillim says, Chatzois Laila Okum Lahoidois Lach Al Mishpatei Tzidkecha. Dafka Al Mishpatei Tzidkecha, because of Mishpat, Chatzois, the Zohar says, he calls HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chatzois Laila Okum Lahoidois Lach, because at that point, the Midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu can begin to turn from Midas HaDin to Midas HaRachamim. That's why David, in that point in the night, starts the Shira, starts the service of praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Zohar says, and where did David HaMelech learn this from? Oh, he learned it from Avraham Avinu. When Avraham Avinu was in war, battling the kings, so the Pasuk says, Vayecholek Aleihem Laila. Pasuk in Lech Lecha. Vayecholek Aleihem Laila. So, numerous explanations. One is that, like an army, you send some people in one direction, some people in another direction. The other understanding is, the night itself became changed. There was a change in the night itself. That the night itself was changed. And then there's another explanation, which in sync with this, which is that the zchus of Avraham Avinu that night became chaluk, divided, Medrash says. That in the zchus of Avraham Avinu, the Leil Shimurim and the special compassion that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show Klal Yisrael was saved up from that night where Avraham Avinu went to Mesiris Nafshai to do what's right and to fight for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sake and for the sake of his nephew, right, of Lot. And that was saved, meaning that kind of a miracle would happen again. Salvation would come again in Chatzos HaLaila at midnight for his descendants generations later. David HaMelech says all of this is because there's a certain kayach where you can be mahapech, where Klal Yisrael can be mahapech, which should be din to rachamim. That's what Pesach is all about. The celebration of Pesach is That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that the Mitzriim are running rampant and they're doing terrible things and the Shibud is destroying you. And left alone, Ilu Lehoitzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zavaseinu Mimitzrayim Hari Anu Uvaneinu Uvnei Vaneinu Mishubodim Ayinu Lepare Bimitzrayim. The natural order of things would be that we would still be under Paro's thumb. But it is within our power if we do the mitzvahs of Hashem. He gave us a few mitzvahs to do. And that caused that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Pesach, changing it all from din to rachem. Shenechla kalayla, let's continue. Shenechla kalayla, shehu midas hadin, lihiyos klula b'chesed. The night became, so to speak, riven. Not purely a night of din, but wedged in by a cholek aleihem laila, as in the case of Avraham Avinu. Here too, chatzos, meaning the wedge was driven into that night of din, so it became infused with racham. That's what Pesach is. And it's because of that rachamim Hashem, bechem loy, as Rashi uses the word chemlo, he took us out. He spared us and saved us. But now Pesach, chemlo, and Pesach, dilug, come together, because the dilug means to move away from din and to rachamim. And we know that that's what we're able to do, right? What happens when the Klal Yisrael blows a shofar in Rosh Hashanah? How do Chazal describe it? Also, right? Because Baruch Hu emerges from lifts up off the kisei hadin, right? And he hits the kol shofar as we're doing tshuva, and he moves to the kisei karacham. That's what Pesach night is. Bavur zeh os Hashem li. Because I'm doing these mitzvahs, Osa Hashem li. What did Osa Hashem li? He moved away from din and showed us racham. That's the essence of what Pesach is. And hence these two explanations of the name of Pesach are absolutely joined together. They are conjoined in the understanding of how Pesach is all about the turning away from din into rachamim instead. Let's continue a few more lines. Uksiv, he said that's exactly what Klal Yisrael is all about. It says, Hashem Elokecha Eish Eichlohu, meaning Moshe Rabbeinu told us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, and of course everything is accountable and everything is in strict din. Vatem, but you're able to somehow avoid those strict moments and those dangerous moments. You're able to mahapach din terachmin. Vatem, hadivekim b'shem elokechem, chayim kulchem hayoyim. And the Zohar again, he's quoting the Zohar, says that that's the point Moshe Rabbeinu was making. V'ayim b'zera kodesh and bereshis nunav. Then he says a fascinating thing. Laila is supposed to be a time of din. Shebuchal ha'layla is Reb Chaim Vital in the Pre-Eitz Chaim Perik Zayin in Yonei Pesach says Shebuchal ha'layla is Anu Oichlin Chametz U'matz. The night involves Chametz, which is din, and matzah, which is rachamim. Chametz is din because Chametz means what's caused by the Eitzahara, what's caused by the Sotah. And every night of the year, you have din, and the power of din has to be contended with. And here, Halayla Hazeh, Kulay Matzah. This night turns entirely into Rachamim. As the Zera Kodesh said, Rabbi Yehuda says, the Dam itself, Dam, and all of what it represents, somehow now becomes a force, because it's the mitzvahs done with Dam, accomplished with Dam, it becomes a force that turns din into rachamim for Am Yisrael's sake. Okay, it's one beautiful explanation of the essence of what this Pesach is all about. Just if you want to just see quickly, the Zohar he's referring to is here on this column on page 252. It's the end of footnote 11 that you see under the text of Sfasemes. It's Rabbi Yehuda speaking. Elo kama da ulfina, as we've learned, the achzer ha-hudama kutshibruchu l'rachme. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has turned that dam of mila, which is a dam of like dam is din. HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned it into rachme. Ha-hahu d'ksiv, in the next line, v'ever alayach v'erech mizveseses v'demoyach, v'ever loch b'demayachayi, v'afal gam da havasumka, though it's red, it means din. It's changed into Rachmanis. B'demayich chayi. B'demayich. in spite of the minas hadin, in spite of the bloodiness of this night, chayim, for you it's rachamim, you will live. That's one explanation. And then I'd like to conclude with yet another explanation from a completely different year. If you go back to the previous side where we started, we have on the left side, we had Svasemis and Tuf Reish Nun Dalet. Shabbos HaGodol, Tuf Reish Samech Aleph. 7 years later, here's a different explanation. Again, for the idea of Diluk, for the idea of how Diluk, jumping and compassion come together. So of course the Pasuk says that, Pasuk in Yecheskel, Va'at Eirum V'Eria, right? Eirum V'Eria is the way the Navi describes us, exposed, without clothing, meaning we had no mitzvahs, we had no zechuyas. They had no mitzvahs to deserve redemption. But nothing lahem begs mitzvahs. This is the famous medrash where the medrash says that's the point of us being given these mitzvahs. So we would do the Ritzayin Hashem, and then in that merit we would be deserving of Hashem doing for us, taking us, redeeming us. The medrash on the pasuk, Koyamar Hashem. The Medrash in Shir HaShirim Rabba says as following: Pisri li achosi rayosi. Right, that's the words in Shir HaShirim. Open up for me. Open up a Pesach for me. Pisri li achosi rayosi yainosi tamosi. So it says four times to open up. Achosi rayosi yainosi tamosi. Four expressions of my beloved. Open up for me. Says the Medrash. It means open up opportunities for me to redeem you. And it says it four times because it's referring to the remaining four malchias. Achosi is Babel, Rayosi is Mada, Yoinosi is Yavon, Tamosi is Edom, our goals. Shebechol hadalid malchias tzrichin lifteach pesach shel geula. You can't just say, oh, please, you know, help us. We have to do something. We have to be chosen to choose. We have to, then when we open up a passageway, back to Hashem, Baruch Hu says, oh, you've opened up a passageway to me, I'm going to open up a very big, broad passageway and draw you close to me and take you out of this ghost. The famous Medrash continues. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Bonai, Pistchuli Pesach Echod Shel Tshuva Kechudo Shel Machat. Even as small as a little pinhole. Open up a pinhole. You'll drive a tank through that tiny little pinhole. But you have to start with something. Says the Sfas Emes, that's the meaning of the Pesach that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is jumping over or seeing compassionately. In the pasuk, "V'avra Hashem l'nugavus Yisrael, v'ra es adam al hamashkef al shtei mezuzos, u'pasach Hashem al ha-pesach." The Kadosh Baruch Hu will be pasach, meaning jump or and have mercy on the pesach, on the doors of our homes. Why is that door so important? Because the Medrash is saying the door of the home represents the door, the opening that you will make in your own heart, so that you can come back to Hashem. That's the when Hashem sees that. Oh, now Hashem says, I'm taking you out. Now I'm going to be compassionate. Now I'm going to show you kindness. Ve'isa. Let's see it inside. Pisculi kechuda shel machad v'niyaftach lechem kipiskei shel hechel v'chein b'mitzrayim. Rotsa HaKadosh Baruch Hu yishivtchu b'nei Yisrael eize pesach katon. Open up, do something to come to me. Mitzvahs lekichas ha-pesach and mila. Uksiv v'roes ha-dam u'pasach Hashem ala pesach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now going to be compassionate because he sees Pesach, the opening of our hearts toward Him. That's what He sees. Zeh haPesach shePasachu b'nei Yisrael. That opening that you want to come back to Hashem, Hashem sees that. UPesach v'chomal or yvedolag haynu sheoisei mashehu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu skips, jumps. You know what that skipping and jumping means? That He opens it up He widens that Pesach. Haimish Oisim Masha Husha Pascha B'nai Yisrael. Hayachaviv L'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That little bit he appreciates so much and loves it. V'chamal Al Zeh Pesach. V'hirchiv V'higdil V'heirim Zuh HaNekuda. He made so much out of it. Ad Ma'aseh HaAvos. So that now we are just like Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. What does that mean? It's very simple. What does Hashem say to Moshe Rabbeinu when he says, I'm going to bring the Geula about? What is he saying? He says to him, Gamani Shemati Snakas B'nei Yisrael. I've heard, I know what Klal Yisrael is going through. Va'ezkar es bris. I remembered my bris with Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. Says the Sfas that by doing the mitzvahs of Pesach in Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us and jumped, if you will, from being just so small and almost unworthy, but we started to come to Him, and He takes that and expands it and causes it to jump up to the level and reach the level of deserve of the Avos themselves, which is why the Medrash says, again, on the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, it's a Medrash in Shemais Rabbah, Tesvav Dalid, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. It says about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Medaleg Al Heharim, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Imani Mistakel B'maseim Shel Yisrael, Einon Nigolim. If I look at B'nai Yisrael, they'll never get out. Einon Nigolim L'Olam. Elo L'mi Ani Mistakel, La'aviseim HaKadoshim. So instead, I look to the Avos. Shinamar, V'gamani Shemati Znakas B'nai Yisrael, V'ezker Es Bisi. Says this Fasemes, that by doing the mitzvahs of Pesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was merciful, and we jumped. Am Yisrael's merit jumped and sprang up to the height of the deserve of even the Avos. In a different year, you know what it says? An unbelievable thing. Unbelievable, uncanny. And it always bothered me. Why does it say, when we are told to put the dam on the mezuzos, so it says it. It says that the dam is to be placed, and the pasuk says in one of the pasukim says v'higata. The lachman zom nosnos de mezuzos, and there's another pasuk that says that it's negiyah v'higata, that it should be brought to touch the mezuzos and the mashkaf. So he says that the reason that they use that word is because all of us live with that credo in mind. Motzai yagiyu maistai lemaasei avoisai. When will we have maasim that are appreciated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the appreciation for the works and the maasim of our avos? That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Pesach was. The jumping was the reaching of our small beginnings of doing tshuva and coming to Him. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, to me, that's such a powerful beginning. I'm going to lift you or have it spring up to the point where it's, in my eyes, Hashem says, like the greatness of the Avos themselves. So again, the mercifulness of Pesach on the one hand, and the jumping up and the deal of Pesach are brought together so beautifully by this Svasa.